Are you locked in pain? It's an interesting question because if you just take a moment to sit still and do a body scan, what parts of your body are actually hurting and do you know why? Look, we all want to age well. There is no question about that. To live to 90, 100 or maybe even 120, you want to be in good health. You want to feel well. And pain is one of those things that can steal that joy very, very quickly. It is real. It can be a menopause shift. It can be changing estrogen. It could be because of arthritis or autoimmune conditions, perhaps some old injuries that you have. It could just be tight muscles. And sometimes that pain can come out of nowhere. We have found the guy. His name is Jim Bostock. He joins us from Brisbane for this chat. Jim, pain is your friend.
What made you
lock down or on pain, and what brought you to this place?
I started my journey as a physio, as an osteopath. I studied that as well. I studied more physiotherapy to become a specialist in that. And I quickly realized that I was becoming very frustrated because the literature science was not really understanding the human body the way I felt the human body needed to be understood. And it was always beating us. It was always winning the race. It was always ahead of us and outsmarting us. So I decided to really observe the body from around 2006. And literally now, gosh, over 90,000 at least cases. And gosh, at least I've done my over 120,000 resets with the needle treatment that I created for what I call nerve locks now. And what it basically means is the body has this crazy and magical ability to lock itself down and protect you for the rest of your life, keeping you in a pain state, in a depressed state, emotionally, physically, and will always inhibit you because its own mindset is saying, you're being silly, Shelley, and I need to protect you because you're not listening to me. And unfortunately, the medical body, which I am trained in, we're not designed to look at that side of the story. We're only designed to look at the structure and the medical side, the physiology. And if everything looks fine and dandy, then why are you still miserable and in pain? Well, it just must be a stress psychological thing. You know, try all these things to stay numb, but the body doesn't care about that. And I've learned that over the years, just observing, and that's how I created my way of thinking and treating the body is watching the human body and people over years and years and years. And yeah, that's the data I collated, and now it's a full-blown methodology, and I call it nerve locks.
which is fascinating. We'll get onto the actual what that nerve lock is. But yeah, I can imagine you've had clients coming to you for years, nothing showing up on their scans.
Yeah.
They're saying, I'm still in serious pain.
Yeah.
You know, you're doing all the, as you say, the treatments that you were trained to do, and yet the relief isn't there.
Yeah.
That must have been incredibly frustrating for you to see that same person returning time and time again.
Well, yeah.
And that wake up call to you to go, hold on a second, let's just take a step back. There's something else here that we're all missing.
I've been forced to just rely on the model of business rather than really trying to get to the understanding and getting to the source of why this person is in pain all the time. When he or she is not dying, they don't have cancer, and they don't have a serious autoimmune or some type of disease, but they're in pain and they want to be athletic. They want to be healthy. They want to have a good relationship. You know, they want a quality of life, but why is my body just stopping me? This is absurd. It makes no sense. And that's what I searched. And luckily I found it. I don't know how, but I found it in 2006. And then I started studying it. I studied the anatomy of the body, and I trusted what Shelley Craft would say to me rather than what the literature said. I trusted what you told me over months and years, and I recorded it all. So that's how my mindset now around the body and pain is, we'll discuss today, is this way because of human science. I literally watched people for so long, 22 years now, and it's amazing what the human body's capable of. And unfortunately, we're not told this enough.
So you're saying our body's actually, the pain is coming from a good place. It's coming from protection.
Yes.
So there's something in our brains that are saying, hold on a second, I have to lock this down.
Yes.
Before this person does more damage to themselves.
Crazy talk, but it's what the human body does.
Why?
It's how we're designed. It's the limbic brain. It's the vagus nerve. I know you're very familiar with the vagus nerve. It's how we're designed because physiologically, if something has threatened us, if traumatized us, and that could be emotional as well. You know, imagine emotional trauma at 18, as an 18-year-old, and now you're 60 and you're living with that pain for that long. I meet so many of those women, men. The body is just incredible. It wants to make sure it's preserving itself and you don't threaten it anymore. Our conscious brain, intellect, ego-driven brain that we grow as from childhood to adulthood is designed to keep fighting, keep trying to strategize, keep figuring stuff out, you know, recalibrate, do this again, force yourself, eat some concrete. But the human body doesn't care for that. It's bizarre. It's so bizarre. And still to this day, it shocks me, even though I've seen it so many times. The human body just says, no, I want to stay preserved. I want to procreate. I want to just live and be in this state because you are not being good to me. And when you hear amazing authors and speakers around the world, podcasters talking about the disconnect between the brain and the body, I see this every day. So I'm a huge fan of that concept or that term.
We learned early on in our sort of podcast journey here at the Aging Project that there was a real dissection in medical science and at this point where all the different modalities went in different directions. If you're a dentist, you treat teeth. If you're an osteo, you deal with bones. But there used to be a practice and a time when the body was seen as one. And it sounds like you're really now bringing that all back together again and seeing the body as a whole working unit rather than just the bits and pieces. And you can't treat one without considering the other.
I mean, I can't go outside my scope of treating the body from the nervous system, physical nervous system and hormonal systems perspective. But I have to respect that the human body also has the psychological side, the emotional side, the hormonal side, the joint and muscular side, and the organ side, right, as well. So Dr. Gabor Mate, who I'm a big fan of, he's 20 years ahead of me, but he observed the same journey from the medical sense, and hence he uses his famous, you know, psychological, neurological, endocrine, immunology. He puts it all together in his fancy way and wording because he understands the human body works like this, and psychological trauma, for example, as a child can manifestate into a pain or a medical problem in your adulthood.
If we all get that, obviously you must love it when a patient comes to you and says, I rolled my ankle, I can see it there, it's swollen, I've got bruising, I've done my ice, I've done my heat, la, 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 now I need some help. That must be really nice. When you get someone that walks in and just says, it's been 10 years, Jim, and I can't move my hips. Mm. Where do you start with that? Because obviously for you to dive in and say, are you suffering from PTSD? Did you have a traumatic childhood? I mean, that's a big leap for someone.
No, we don't go there first.
That's right.
We don't go there first. We read the room and the energy first, maybe. Mm-hmm. But it's quite a simple question. In I just ask what their medical history is first. Mm-hmm. So look at everything from your traumas, your injuries, your surgeries, your babies, if you had them or you didn't, relationships, you know, anything psychological, emotional, physical, just look at the history and then you'll have a very clear idea. This hip glute region that's a problem now for this person definitely has nerve locks because I look for that first. Mm-hmm. You know, the symptoms are classic nerve locks, classic. So then I tell them, I'm going to help you with that part of your body. But then once that part of your body gets released and reset, I call it the Control-Alt-Delete, the body will give us your real answer. The body has been protecting you for 15 years. Once the reset begins, the body starts to unlayer the onion layers. It's mm-hmm. remarkable. I'm still in awe to this day how it does that. And when it does that, the true nature of your problem reveals itself. It's amazing. And the body just tells you. And I get emails and, you know, the next session or something like that, and the person going, what the heck is going on? Why am I thinking like this? Why did this come out? I've been harboring this for years. That old pain I remember 25 years ago has come back. How the hell is this happening? And I explain, your body is unraveling itself, going backwards in time and saying, hey, remember that time? I've locked you down since then. It's really cool how it does it. I get shivers still to this day when I hear these stories, and I've listened to this thousands of times, but it does it. That's how remarkable we are. So we start to go down that journey. And then once I do the reset, it's game on. I always say it's game on. Your body's now going to tell us everything. So when people come to myself for a session or consultation, we get to the source because it's not me telling you, it's your body telling me. I've listened to Shelley's story so many times now that if I understand your history a little bit or moderately, I can, and once I see the reset happen, your body literally has this pathway. It has pathway one or pathway two. Pathway one says you're going to do this, but if it doesn't do that, it will do pathway two. It doesn't do a three, it only does two. And when pathway two comes, oh, your body actually has this problem. So we've picked up, like last year alone, I tell this to a few people, but I'll share it here. The body picked up four cancers that they didn't know they had.
What?
So they were living in hip and glute pain, for example, for 5 years, 10 years. But they did not know they had a cancer sitting in the ovary or in the prostate or in the uterus or in the liver. Or one amazing one was the thyroid.
No.
They didn't know, because when the reset begins, the body reveals itself. I'm protecting you with this pain, but your real problem is actually this that I'm protecting. Or no, you busted your hip when you fell off that bike 15 years ago. I locked you down because you were silly, but it nearly broke a few things. So the brain went, lock it down. And since then, Jim, my scans are clear. Like the surgeon says my hip is beautiful, you know, but I've been in hip pain. I can't activate my glute. Can't activate it no matter how much I try. I do Pilates and gym work every week. I can't activate it. What the heck's going on? I get massage every week and someone digs their elbow into my glute painfully. It gives me some relief for 1 or 2 minutes or 1 or 2 days, and then I'm back to square one or worse. So this is not normal for me, you know, but that once the reset happens, they're completely back to normal within 2 weeks. It's crazy. So,
a quick pause for anyone interested in joining our DNA testing program in partnership with Fit Genes, a world-leading genetics company. So many of you have already joined our Fit Genes community. So now, for anyone who hasn't, it's your turn. Get to know your genes with us. When you know your genes and your unique genetic breaks, you can do something about it. For us here at the Aging Project, we've learned it's the best first step in our aging well journey. If you'd like to learn more, visit theagingproject.com and join the Fit Genes waitlist. We'll send you all the details so you can get started.
It is crazy, and I'm sort of absorbing it all because I appreciate how incredible this is, that your body actually holds on to things.
Oh, my gosh.
Being now almost 50, you know, there's that other pain that comes in that I can't explain, but I know that a lot of my friends are feeling the same thing. We're just kind of achy all over. It's not from exercise.
What's your main pain if you have one?
The glutes. And the so glutes. That's when I was looking at you and it said, my glutes are locked up. I went, oh my gosh, Jim is talking to me.
Well, if you're happy to share a bit of your story, how did you get it?
I just woke up one day with it.
Yeah.
It just seems that way. I can say, I was doing a lot of hills, you know, walking a lot of hills and running a lot of hills lately. Maybe that was it. But as I know, that sort of pain should disappear within 2 or 3 days.
Yeah. Is it across your lower back, into the hips, into your glutes a bit, down your hammies a little bit?
Yes, into the groin.
Yeah, groin. And is it both sides or just one?
Just the left.
Just the left. And
now, I'm a big Louise Hay fan. I don't know whether you have worked and, you know, unlocking, I guess, again, that sort of that mental block with it, different parts of your body talk to you for different reasons. help me out.
Yeah.
And everyone else listening.
And I'm curious, what did you get from Louise in terms of how you, on your body scanning? What did you feel?
Oh, I can't remember.
Have you had children?
Yes, two.
Two children. So how long ago was your hip start? When did this happen? How long ago?
This is recent. This is only a new thing for me. This is in the last week.
Last week. Oh, okay. And how old are your babies?
15, 13.
Okay. And did you ramp up training at all? Like, did you change your training in the last 4 years?
Yes. Yes. I've become a lot more serious and dedicated about it.
Yes. So how were stress levels in the last 6 months?
Jim.
Yeah.
okay. It's funny. I think I handle stress well. I know my body holds onto that. I'm not stressed.
Yes.
I am under stress.
Under stress. And even positive stressy as well. Mm-hmm. Right. And then, so let's put a couple of things together. So women, full stop, doesn't matter if you are from an athletic background or not. As soon as you have your first child and you get pregnant, nerve blocks develop in your glutes.
Mm-hmm.
Guaranteed. Every woman goes through it. Whether they suffer the consequences after or not, well, that's another question. But as soon as the nerve blocks develop in your glutes switch off. Even though some women feel they can activate, a lot of women feel, I have no glutes.
I've never been able to activate a glute.
Haven't felt my glutes since.
I do clams, I do the works.
Yes.
Nothing.
Feel the best exercises, but nothing is working. So babies 100%. Can do it. God bless our babies. They do it God to women and they switch glutes off and they stay switched off for a very long time. And then women who are athletic go, what the heck is in my glute? What is this thing? And it develops 10 years later. When your body's under a lot of stress, positive, but definitely more on the negative side, so under stress, if you're not sleeping as well, just say, you had a pretty tough day. You're emotionally, neurally, energetically fatigued. And then you did an exercise session because you're really pushing yourself. You changed models and so on, and you just pushed it a little hard. Your body finally said, Shelley, I just need to slow you down because you're doing a bit too much. You're putting a bit too much of those stress hormones in your body. Mm-hmm. You're releasing it too much. Mm-hmm. You're forcing yourself a little too much this way. I just need to protect you. Nerve locks, let's come online, please. And then they lock on. And then it's there. And then people can calm it down, you know, doing their remedies and so on. But then it's always there. And then it just keeps manifesting itself. And eventually, yeah, it becomes this problem. So, yeah, that's how it can develop. You got to come at your body from various angles. What did you do physically? Did you push yourself too hard? What did you do emotionally? Were you under a bit of load? And how are you energetically? I was tired. I was a bit sick. I had a virus. I had a slip the other day as well on the driveway and I caught myself. I was okay, but maybe that was, I don't know. But yeah, your nervous system was protecting, and all you have to do is sneeze or have a really good sleep or have a nice glass of, or a few of red wine the night before at a party, wake up, had a crazy session of sleep, wake up and your body's saying, right, it's time. It can be as simple as that, or it can be as simple as going in the garden and just pulling something out and going, what the heck's in my hip? And the next thing you know, it's 20 years and you have this hip problem.
So what do we do?
Yeah, so I always tell everybody, just remember a lot of people who end up in, obviously with myself, have had their scans done, have had things checked. Mm-hmm. So have you had it checked?
Yes, I do go to an osteo and he is quite amazing and does all sorts of other therapies as well. So I'm working on it, but perhaps I wasn't. Do I need to tune in when you're having a treatment? Do you need to acknowledge that history for this nerve block to clear?
It's a good way of definitely approaching your body. I always tell people you need to stretch your muscles in your glutes and your hamstrings gently and frequently every day, like 5 times a day.
Mm-hmm.
Stretching your glutes underwater while you're in the pool is magical. Mm-hmm. Stretching in the sauna is really lovely. Putting heat on your glutes is nice rather than cold. People think if it's painful, put cold packs on. Heat is generally better. Definitely mindset, emotional body, being in a better way, better state. Progress is really helpful. Osteopaths are definitely my favorite manual therapy, energetic therapies. I love osteopathics. I studied osteopathy as well. I'm obviously different. I do the nerve lock work, so I just do the reset. And then
so how do you do that?
What, it's a needle that goes directly to the nerve lock and resets it. It's a control alt delete treatment, I call it, or a reboot.
Okay, so are we talking acupuncture?
Is that it doesn't
needles.
It's slightly bigger than an acu needle. It looks like dry needling that people do today, but it's not that either. Dry needling is for trigger points, myofascial trigger points, which has been around for a very long time.
Centuries, yeah.
Yeah, it's been a long time, so it's wonderful. But I had to move away from trigger points because I discovered another component of the nervous system that weren't behaving the same way. And when I changed the needle and I reset it, the prognosis drastically different. So I called it nerve lock. So that's how I do the needle work. And once the reset happens, the body physically, emotionally, physiologically changes.
So are there nerve locations on the physical outside of your body, like there is acupressure points? Are you looking for that sweet spot, or is it different in everybody?
It varies in every person, because anyone who meets me, I put my hands on the region that you're having pain, and I feel for the nerve locks. They sit inside you in 4D. They're in space, all inside in your muscle fascia, on fascia, even bone fascia, they sit on. And I have to find it. So the needle goes in and I have to literally locate the nerves that are locked and hit the button individually, and they sit in layers inside you. So in your glute, for example, Shelley, they will sit in specific places in your glute medius and minimus and glute maximus, but mainly your glute medius. So you can tell your osteopath, can you focus on my glute medius and your minimus? See if that helps, but in a gentle way. But they are sitting in there in 4D. So I just simply go and reset them and it's done. It's like a on switch. Press the on button, everything comes online. Sorry,
is it that simple?
It's actually that stupid and simple. And literally
and
the
quick,
women
or are
feel,
we talking, you know, multiple treatments?
No,
to,
one to
feel
two is maximum
really.
With myself. I don't treat more than once or twice, because literally I have to just reset. The muscles come online and women feel it. They're like, wow, I haven't felt my glutes in 15 years. I can't believe I can feel my glutes. And then the pain disappears, obviously. But then you have to work. So then you have to go away and do the good work on your glutes, which is what you're doing, the emotional, the physical component of your body, and help it along.
But that's kind of like having a clean kitchen. Once you've cleaned my kitchen.
Yeah.
I can work there happily.
You can work there and it starts
to
grow.
But I'm not working in a dirty space. That nothing's ever going to be achieved in a dirty kitchen.
100%. And you're growing beautiful food. And your recipes are coming together and they're actually creating beautiful food. Your nervous system is actually allowed to progress. This is the difference. Progress forward rather than bing, go up and oh, back we go again. Oh, it stalls again. Every time I get to this point, this threshold, my body says stop. Just say stop. My glutes will never. I had a marathon runner the other day in her 40s. She's had 3 children. She is a weapon of an athlete. But every time she hits this pace, her hips just shut her down. And she says, I cannot run past this point. What the heck is wrong with me? Everything is healthy in my body. She probably follows your channel and follows all your habits. And nerve locks. So that it literally allows you to progress forward. So hence, when I teach people about nerve locks in your glutes and hips, I give you a pathway to follow so that your body progresses gently forward. Because it's been stalled and locked for so long for a reason.
A quick pause in today's episode to share some of my must-try products at youmusttryit.com. Through the Aging Project, I've learned managing stress is something to be intentional about, which is why over at youmusttryit.com, we've created a stress and sleep page with all of our favorite products. After today's episode, go check out the Shakti Mat. This is an acupressure mat with over 6,000 spikes. Yes, I swear by it, as do so many of our customers. Even previous guest, Dr. Peter Wright from the Vera Wellness Clinic said, I love this mat, Shelley. Thank you. It is my pleasure, Dr. Peter. To grab yours, just go to youmusttryit.com
and type Shakti. That's S-H-A-K-T-I. You'll also find essential oils, supplements, and organic teas, all designed to reduce stress and aid sleep. Trust me, all are a must try. Just go to youmusttryit.com for a 10% discount off your first order and to join our community.
I can now understand your complete excitement and enthusiasm for what you do, because it must be extraordinary for you to have discovered or uncovered this, because it must be making such a huge difference with your patients.
It's amazing. Like, it's been an amazing process and journey. Like, still to this day, I thank the universe because I found it. I am never ungrateful, because this is helping people in ways that I never thought possible, but I saw it personally on my personal path. I envisaged the human body has the ability to come out of this pain state. No one should live in chronic pain unless you choose to. That's the difference there too. I meet so many who choose to stay there because it's their significance. And that's another conversation completely. But those who really want to get out and who are smart, who want to find every solution, there's a little danger in that as well. Over-intelligentizing your body, overthinking your body, over-analyzing your body actually puts your body back into more stress, subconscious stress, and the nerve locks hold harder. Crazy stuff, right? When people shop around, what's wrong with me? Find it. ChatGPT, Gemini, you know, cure me, fix me. But unfortunately, that also, if you hit a sweet spot and beyond, the body says stop. You're doing too much analysis and you're trying too many things. Can't do it. I mean, Nick Bell, who is a good friend of mine, he's a classic example. He tries everything. Millions and millions on his butt on one particular problem.
And don't tell me you just stuck a needle in his glute and that was it. Don't.
So yeah, and he's a happy chappy and he can't believe it. But he went through all that process to realize the body just needed to keep it simple and just do this, reset, and away we go.
Jim.
But yeah, it's a crazy process.
You're sharing this information, obviously, with other practitioners. How are you now getting your message out there, and how is this nerve lock protocol going to be accepted around the world? Are other practitioners open to your findings?
That's a great question. I mean, I'm sharing Nick's story. He's open to it because he shares it all the time. But I have to do it sensitively. On social media is a very powerful engine today, as you know. I'm trying to be as respectful as possible, because things that I say go against the grain of what the medical body thinks, because I'm trained in it. A lot of my colleagues saying you're just a woo-woo. So I don't get much positive feedback from a lot of practitioners. My main source of support is from the people who actually are understanding the words that I'm saying and also been helped. So hence it went, I officially started telling the world about nerve locks about only 3.5 years ago. And social media went ballistic around the world. Now people around the world are flying in because they're in the same situation in their medical system or their world environment there in wherever they're from. So I'm trying to do it that way, but I don't have any plans at this stage. I've written a book, but I'm not publishing it yet. I'm doing a small ebook just to help people understand what nerve locks are on my online page. Where people come and learn about nerve locks and help their nerve locks in their glutes and hip, for example, and to help them. For those who are like in Puerto Rico and can't get to Brisbane, what can I do about my hip, glute, nerve locks, right? I give them a guided pathway because you can't get my treatment. So to help them. So yeah, I did an ebook there, but I'm going to treat the greatest people in the world. Greatest athletes is where I'm really focusing my energy right now as well. So the athletes are in front of people all the time demonstrating how good they are. And if nerve locks can enhance them and do things that are shocking, which has been shown this year and last year with the AFL and rugby, I do a lot of work with them. So there's been a lot of media around some people who've had the nerve lock work done with myself and what they're doing, and it's shocking. So once I create that, I feel I can definitely start moving towards training people and practitioners. I've had many, 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 many requests, definitely. But I'm not ready to train as yet. But it's definitely in the pipeline. But it will take somebody about 8 years to get trained.
Okay.
Yeah.
And look, again, if this is where their expertise lies and they are already practicing
yes.
other types of modalities, that would be a progression for them.
Yes.
Not everyone can come and see you. There are only so many hours in the day and obviously only so many clients that you take on board. Is there anything, as you say, these simple steps that we can do that are going to help the situation and to get to that place? You know, we talk here on the Aging Project that it's not just about Pilates and yoga, that older women, we do need to lift weights. We do need to do HIIT. We do need to bash our bones is one of our favorite terms.
Yeah.
All of those things are going to put the body under stress. You mentioned stretching before, and particularly a lot of us are going to have that glute lock, that nerve lock in our glutes and hips. Is there a protocol there or you know, a series of stretches that we can do that's
yeah.
different to what
yeah.
we would be doing in a yoga or Pilates class?
Yeah, the first thing I always say to everybody who's been in, who are currently in pain and your pain is not shifting the way you would like it, you have to think contrarian to what you grew up with. So you can't bash yourself. You can't be aggressive on your body. If you're in pain, just think, if you aggravate yourself more, your pain is going to say, hey, stop that. Just mm-hmm. think like that. Mm-hmm. So I always say exercise in a way that gives you joy, lots of joy hormones. So sport, exercise, but do it only at 70, 80% intensity. It sucks. A lot of people want to really push for the boundaries and PBs.
But then you're going into a stress zone again.
But then it's good to go into stress zones and gently push your body. Yes, don't get me wrong. It is important to progress. But if your body says stop, listen to it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Jim, I couldn't walk for a week after my last session. Well, you may have gone a little too far. Just hold back a little bit. And in between sets of doing things, stretch. I've had so many conversations about stretching, but I just tell mm-hmm. everybody, doesn't matter if you're a ballerina, a hypermobile, or a very stiff person, naturally, just stretch. And the focus is not your muscles. The focus is you want to stretch your nervous system gently. So Shelley, for yourself, your glutes and hamstrings, those mm-hmm. two are paramount for your particular pain. And stretching them gently every day, 5, 10, 20 times a day, deep breathing, relaxing the body and calming the nervous system whilst you're stretching. Don't make the stretch uncomfortable or painful. Just easy. Put your leg up, watch the view, have a nice conversation, watch the tennis. I was watching the tennis just madly for the last few days, stretching my glutes, stretching my hamstrings, you know, foam rolling, gently foam rolling. My upper spine is a good one for you too, Shelley.
Mm-hmm.
Lying
mm-hmm.
on the floor, upper back, gently foam rolling, deep breathing, and then having a conversation. Just chilling out and stretching. Stretching in the pool is magical, as I mentioned. It is mm-hmm. beautiful. The water and the nervous system go hand in hand because I believe this because we came from the placenta. That's where our nervous system grew. So it loves being underwater in that hydrostatic pressure. It really does. So all the athletes, for example, I mentioned who I work with now, they're always in the pool, stretching, recovering after running, gym sessions, games, it doesn't matter. It's so nice. And sauna, go for it. Red light sauna, traditional sauna, wonderful. Stress the hormones that way. It's really, really nice. Sleep. Sleep is...
Number one. Key to everything, isn't it?
Oh, my gosh, sleep. So any way that you can help your body sleep better, and the number one source of no sleep, unless you have a medical issue, is stress,
mm-hmm.
is living under a lot of anxiety load. Mental load in your mind.
So if you look after that side of it, and again, we focus a lot on that, just the breathing particularly, and I'm all for multitasking. So whether it's deep breathing while you're in the car, whether
yes.
it's stretching while you are watching telly, all of these things, you can do other things whilst finding calm in your body. That's obviously a great place to start. Will your nerves ever unlock by themselves, do you think, if you reach that place of meditation, perhaps that is your go-to? can you unlock your own nerves, or does it take that control alt delete with the needle?
Very good question. My answer always is do the best you can to help your body, and you just never know. Mm-hmm. Obviously, the people I meet, I'm biased. They've tried. They're trying really hard and doing really well, but the body just needs the reset. You know, people are waiting a long time, for example, to get in to see myself. They're trying. They get to 80%. And great, but Jim, I just want to get back to 100. Okay, so mm-hmm. we'll do that. A lot of people like and are okay living at 70, 80%. This is functional for me. I'm happy here. I can deal with this. So yes, you can. I've had numerous people overseas saying, I've done this, this, and this, as you mentioned, and wow, I think it's unlocked. I believe it's unlocked because I'm pain-free. I'm like, great, keep going. You know, keep going. Stay on that path. One thing I didn't mention earlier, I love manual therapies, but be careful of deep tissue. Mm-hmm. I talk about this a lot on my socials. Be careful of deep tissue. Any elbows and teeth and thumbs and utensils going into your muscle tissue painfully, because you really just need to get to that spot.
Yes. Don't.
Be careful of that one. I always say keep the intensity around 4 out of 10.
Okay, so we're talking about these little balls that you can put in your shoulder blades, trigger, or as you balls, say, foam rollers. Yes, in your glutes.
Yes.
Don't rest on that till you're in chronic pain.
In you're sweating it out, or someone's digging their elbow into my glutes and it is so painful, but I'm just holding it in, crying inside. Please be careful of that one, especially if you've lived in pain for a long time. That one is going to, a lot of people will say, yeah, that made me bedridden for a few days after. Be careful of that. So again, massage is wonderful, but gently. But then now strength work, you're doing beautiful strength work, Pilates, yoga, weightlifting and so on for the osteoporotic clientele as well.
Yes, we are.
I had a lovely lady yesterday. She was diagnosed with osteoporosis, OP, and she said, I'm lifting. And then she got the glute nerve lock 2 years ago.
Right.
So she's like, and then I had to stop. I couldn't train. So she's like, oh. But I said, how much were you lifting? And she said, 60 kgs. And she's in her late 60s. And I'm like, wow, that's a big weight.
That's great. That's amazing. But
too heavy. Mm-hmm. So I said, that might be a little too heavy. Maybe come down to 40 as your next best and build up slowly. But she believed she could do it again. But I said, next time, do it much slower. So perhaps you raced to 60 too fast. Does that make sense?
Yes.
She thought
she was doing well.
And you pushed yourself too fast and your muscles were not ready. Your nervous system was not ready for that. So it locked up. So yeah. You just got to be careful with weightlifting. It's great to do. Don't get me wrong. You must do weight training and resistance training. But I always say if you're living in pain and you can't get a reset, for example, you need to keep it around 70, 80%. So it's not 60. Bring it down to 30, 35, around there, and you will be happier.
Can these pain locks obviously occur anywhere and all over the body?
Yes.
All at once, or are they likely to focus on one spot, and once that's released, then once you start unpeeling these onion layers, they'll start popping up in other places.
Great question. When you have a nerve lock in your glute, for example, a lot of people have their traps and between the shoulder blades as well. Yeah, so you'll have neck tension, pain, headaches, tension headaches, cluster headaches, as well as neck traps that are locked, always massaging it, always trying to stretch it out. And you have the between the shoulder blade pain as well. When your nerve lock's locked down, just think if a muscle area is shut down and protecting, your body learns to compensate and adapt because you're still trying to live your life. Playing sport, driving, kids, husband, business, relation, everything. You're still living your life. So your body learns to adapt and change and compensate and lock up other places too. So many people who I meet who have glute, hip nerve locks will have in their traps and between the shoulder blades, top of the neck ones. The other glute starts to go. Yeah. And knee problems. foot problems like plantar fasciitis, you know, that classic one.
Yeah, you're just describing our world, aren't you?
Yeah, so it's super duper common. And in your world with the women going through menopause or perimenopause, the hormones play an even greater role here. When the estrogen and progesterone changes so dramatically, nerve blocks love it. Oh, go figure that one out. They love it. It's like, really? Another thing for women to deal with is nerve blocks love this environment. Oh, yeah, so all the dry.
Jim, you're giving us hope and then you shoot us down again and then you give us a little bit more hope and then you're shooting me down again. So.
The reality is, and then, and driving and sitting, you know, it's our day-to-day in the world we live in. But again, the gluten hips, the nerve blocks love that too. So that's why when I talked about this online, it went berserk because all the women especially are going through this, having had children even more so. So the advice always is when you're driving and you're stuck in traffic, put the park brake on and stretch your glutes and squeeze your glutes and give some blood flow.
Mm-hmm.
If you're doing a 3-hour drive to Noosa or Byron Bay and back, squeeze your glutes, activate them during the trip. When you're flying, do the same and stretch whenever you can. When you get to the other side, if you have a chance to get in the pool, when you're back home, get in the pool and stretch again because that helps.
We're going to give it a go. And I think the fact that we're keeping in mind now that it's not just muscle that's the problem and it's not our bones that are aching. There's another layer on top of that or underneath that, which is our nerves as well. I think if we're considering that in the process, yes, you've just got to go. As you say, there's so many different layers in the human body and it's all of them working together to protect you, but somehow that comes out as working against you because of the pain.
One beautiful one is to help all the women, especially when you've been diagnosed with hip or lumbar spine degeneration. Mm-hmm. You have arthritis in your hips and that's why your hip and glute and back is so sore. It's arthritis or in your knee. A lot of the time you'll be surprised. It's not arthritis. It's not the inflammation. Jim, I've had 5 cortisone injections in my hip. It's still painful. That's not inflammation. So the diagnosis you're getting is incorrect. So that may annoy you, but also give you hope that mm-hmm. your body has this ability to actually come out. It's just your nervous system holding you down. It's just the nerve locks, I call it, in your glutes. What? You mean I don't need a hip replacement? I don't think you do. I meet hundreds of people a year who will never need a hip replacement because they just don't. It's not the pain is not your hip joint. It's just the muscle. It's just your muscle. So it's not a broken pain. So that gives you a lot of hope as well. That's beautiful. That's positive. So the diagnostics are not that grave and put so much fear in your body, which fear again drives stress hormones, which drives, menopausal time, not so good for you, right? And pain, increases again. Just the fear alone can increase your pain.
You make it sound so simple.
So, but that's the whole point, Shelley. We have to keep it simple. Otherwise, your stress alone of worrying about 10 different things about your body is enough mm-hmm. to give you more pain.
Yes.
So the first thing I tell everybody when they come in, Jim, I've been in pain for 25 years. Well, let's really simplify it and get rid of all the other clutter that you don't need to think about. You don't have to worry about that. That alone drops their pain. Just stop thinking about all that. You don't have to. So if you, and just listening to a few videos I've done on socials gave them, maybe it's not my broken this. It's just this. I'll be okay. Like there is a way out of this. That alone is very powerful to a human.
It is. You're saying it's just this. It's just this simple.
It's just this.
I feel like this is extraordinary information that we're receiving today.
I'm as you are aware now, I'm so fueled to tell the world about pain because what we're told by the media and so forth is a lot of the time just not necessary. It's not necessary because, look, if you have a broken structure, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Of course. But a lot of the time you'd be surprised. So people who come see myself, back to there, I'm not trying to promote my service or anything, but I'm just trying to make the point that when the reset happens, oh, Shelley, you'll need surgery. Shelley, you won't need surgery. You'll be fine.
That's what you want to hear. What? And look, you'd give it a go first, wouldn't you?
That's it.
You'd absolutely give this a try.
Try the pathway for looking after your glute nerve locks, for example. You will know. I'm good. I'm going to be good. You know, yeah. And on top of what you guys talk about in the Aging Project, putting beautiful things into your gut, beautiful things for your vagus nerve, breath work, coming at your body from all the various angles to help support the hormone system and the nervous system. Oh, put it together. But the big one is just taking five thought processes out of your mindset about your body that drives fear. Woo!
The Wonderful. Relief.
That's a relief. Don't have to worry about it. Yeah, my job Jim. A lot of the time is to give people that hope of, oh, you'll be okay. You'll be okay, Shelley. You'll be great. You know, just do this.
This has been an extraordinary conversation, Jim Bostock.
It's been lovely chatting with you.
Well, our audience is going to jump on board your socials now. And I tell you, Jim is just as charismatic on his socials as he is here with us today. There's a lot for us to process here, but I know you're going to get a lot of followers and your phone's probably ringing on the hook for those that are lucky enough to live close by you.
I'm so sorry. The wait is so crazy long right now. I'm so sorry. That's all I'm going to
say. But I love the fact you've given us things we can do. We can breathe. We can stretch as often as possible. And I guess, too, there is always that fear. It's not just about getting back into exercise. It's the fact that I am in pain and everything seems so tight. And if I stretch, I'm going to do more damage. So take it slow. Stay warm, not particularly cold. Yep. Just peel back the layers yourself and see
Gently
where you might
peel
end
back.
Up.
Yeah, breathe your body. Stay calm when the pain is high. It's okay. Get in the pool when the pain's up and stretch gently. Stretch frequently. Like 5 times a day is not a big number, but when you try it, it's ridiculous hard. It's ridiculously hard because we don't think about it. And understand that your body is safe. It's safe. Tell your body you're okay. You're not dying. You haven't got cancer. You're not broken. You're okay. Let's just manage the hormones, do some good stuff for your vagus nerve, do some good things for your muscles, create the happy hormones. So my end product always is happy hormones. Even though you're in pain, try and produce some happy hormones. Good food.
So that's laughing, that's smiling.
Smiling, conversation,
cuddling somebody. Cuddling,
intimacy, good sleep. Sleep is another conversation, but exercise.
Feeling safe.
Yeah, exercise. Just endorphins, but not high intensity exercise. Mm-hmm. You enjoy
and
exercise.
Don't blame your body because it's actually just trying to help you. So the angrier 100%. You get, the more stressed you get.
100%.
So know that your body is actually trying to help you by being in pain, which seems like a contradiction, but it's not. And we can learn. Yes. We can learn to live with that. Jim,
1,000%.
You are a ray of light, my friend.
Shelley, it's been wonderful. So, yes, my apologies again to people if you can't get hold of me. But, the nerve locks is I've done an online program now for people. They can come on and have a look and understand things better for themselves. Hopefully that helps you in the meantime, for sure.
Thank you.
It will.
Absolutely. At Jim Bostock, Bostock. He is there on Insta. He is there on YouTube. He has created the program and he's a lot of fun to listen to, which will give you a smile and a laugh and reduce your stress. And perhaps you can unlock your own nerves. Thank you, Jim.
You will. You can. Let's do it.
As always, the Aging Project podcast is for educational and entertainment purposes. Always seek medical advice from a qualified practitioner.